Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, it is Throwback Thursday, November 2nd, 2017. Steve Cypress here. Welcome. Thanks for being here today. First, we have the Rhino of the Day. Rhino of the Day happens to be integrated into the subject. Today's Throwback Thursday is my newsletter that I just found. I was looking for something else, but I found it way back in my storage. And it is dated December 4th, 1997. So about 1 month shy of being 20 years old, this piece of paper and this newsletter, which I titled Charge and have a couple of, what do you know, on the masthead there? Rhinos! There they are. So that's the Rhino of the Day. And here's a full-color newsletter that I just printed out right off my desktop printer, obviously, using very simple template, it looks like, right out of Microsoft Word or something. Very simple fonts and the basic colors and whatever. But the key is, this is how simple it is, folks. Every business got to send out newsletters. You know, I ran my first publishing I ever did was I was in charge. I was the editor-in-chief of my fourth grade school newspaper. And I know I have a copy of that somewhere, and I'll share that on a Throwback Thursday. So ever since I was 9 years old, and that's going back almost 50 years now, I have been publishing in one form or another, newsletters, magazines, whatever you want to call it. And so I've done them almost every business I had, including this was my door-to-door sales business. Now, I can tell you that nobody in the entire door-to-door sales business that I've ever heard of that I was in, which had thousands of locations in dozens of countries around the world, I never heard of anybody publishing a weekly newsletter for their team, for their salespeople and leaders and managers and so forth. But, of course, I know the power of it. And so I was getting out the news and also firing up the troops and keeping everyone positive. And I noticed I still had a great style of writing here, of telling the news and also leaving them with what's coming next and always keeping people excited, even while I share stories of past, keeping people excited about what's coming next. So I won't bore you by reading the whole thing, but basically it says at the top, that's the newsletter from my company, Wholesale Direct of Connecticut, Inc. It's one of the several corporations I had in my door-to-door sales days. This one located in, I believe, North Haven, Connecticut at the time, or maybe it was I think this might have been my Milford location, whatever, it was New Haven area. And so this is just after I sent a crew down to Newark, New Jersey. And so there they are, a new opportunity for new guys going to the new city, Newark. Uh-huh, see what I did there? And so here's my guys. And so right away, there you see I'm celebrating people on my team. So you can do the same thing. So you're a heating there guy. You can write an article about your guys going out and doing a big job and put a photo of them and put their names, because people love to read their own names and see photos of themselves in the newsletter. And that's what it's all about. It's about celebrating your business. And this is the Newark expansion crew, Larry Howard, Terrence Smith, Chris Rago, Rory Frazier, and Steve Salemi right there in the photo. Those are the five guys I sent down to Newark, and there's the story about it. And then the story has a subheadline about Steve Salemi, and it goes from here and finishes over here in this column, and it talks about Steve's adventure from starting out and not being able to sell anything and coming back to quit. I mean, here it says, more than once, Steve came back to the office early to quit. He stuck it out, however, stubbornly refusing to quit and eventually developing the do-whatever-it-takes attitude needed for biz success. His last 3 weeks were here. He set all these records and led the team, blah, 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 and there he goes. So what was I doing there? I was telling a story that the person reading this, a brand-new person, has universally in the world of door-to-door sales. It's all a question of, do people even want to get out of the car when they're even just observing things, and what we call the day of observation before they even get interviewed or hired. They go out and see it, and often people won't even get out of the car. They won't even when you explain that I'm about to drive through the territory and this is what I'm going to do, they like take me back. I don't want to see it. I don't want to get out of the car here. I don't want to do this. I don't want to. Or they get accepted and then they don't even come in the next day. Or they get accepted, they come in one day and then they go, that's it. I tried it for one day, but this is crazy. I don't want to do it. Or they stay 2 or 3 days. Or whatever. The turnover is massive. Every point, more than once, unless they quit the first time, but more than once, everybody thinks about quitting. I can't even count the number of times I thought about quitting. But the key is that people don't. And eventually, and this goes for just about anything in business, right? You're a business owner. How many times since you started your business did you think, you know, it's enough already? Maybe I'll do something else. Maybe I'll go back and work for someone else, you know, or I'll start a new line of income or a new location and maybe we'll shut down. Maybe we won't do that. You know, so people thinking of quitting all the time. So when I tell by example the story of Steve Salemi and how bad he was in the beginning and he couldn't sell a thing and then he thought about quitting, and now he is the superstar leader of the pack going down to Newark. Now, another person in that photo, this in the middle, Chris Rago, who looks like an 18-year-old kid or something, like he was. And this tells a story, not your average teenager, how he started with me back in March 1996 because his brother started with me and watched me selling my stuff all over Miami and telling his younger brother, who's in ninth grade at the time, we go out and sell stuff and all day, and then come back and have a party every night. There's this one guy, Steve, who always has tons of cash every night. You got to be there. And so I don't know how you tell a 14-year-old kid you got to be there. So his father, George, came into business. So this is George and his sons, Chris and Mike. And George comes in, Mike comes in, and then one day it says Chris refused to go to his ninth grade classes anymore, demanding to give the business a try. His exasperated father couldn't convince Chris to stay in school. So my office became all in the Rago family, father George, son Mike, and Chris, that's the youngest son right there, who refused to go to his ninth grade. Good for him. Like, it's a Wisdom Wednesday. I talk about not confusing schooling with education. He knew that schooling, what's the point of that? Let's go out in the real world and get an education. And, man, certainly, can you think of a better education than going around door to door? I mean, getting mentally, physically beat up, beat around, having to get in every day on time, having to set goals, having to not quit in the face of adversity, having to manage and train other people. I mean, it's a 16-year-old kid training people, however old he was. I mean, and here he was being the co-leader of the group going to the new office. So I'm telling his success story. So now what does that do? That relates to any young kid who thinks I'm too young for this. It also relates to anybody old thinking, I don't know if I can do this. Like, well, a 16-year-old kid can do it. Anybody can manage this thing. And so there's talking about how, look at this, you know, less than 2 years in the business, several retrains, time I had to train him over and over, or somebody else did, but he struggled at first. But less than 2 years and several retrains later, he supported himself. He saved over $3,500 in the bank, including a $469 override from a trip to Philadelphia that he led over the past 2 weeks when they went from Philly to Newark. And so he's traveling around up from Florida, up to New Haven, down to Philly, over to Newark. He's leading teams all along the way. He's banking money, and he's selling, and he's managing, and he's doing everything you want somebody to do who's going to run the door-to-door sales business. And final thing says, look out, world. This kid is unstoppable. You know, I've fallen out of touch with some of these people over the years, but I would love to get back in touch with these guys. I mean, we lived and breathed, we're in the trenches together, as they say every day, doing door-to-door sales for years. And then on the back, then it's a simple two-page sales letter, folks. Anybody can do this. You write a couple stories about your employees. On the back, I got a story about two more employees here. And here is a Christmas party was coming up, and I ran a contest, and I had a big, beautiful stretch limousine to chauffeur the winners of the contest down in New York from New Haven. And here I had Jesse Warner's in the lead, and Cliff Pitts was right behind him. Those are two guys from my Connecticut office. Jesse made it into management. Cliff just loves selling stuff, but two great guys. And then I told the story of Jesse in here because Jesse also was a leader in the office and was en route to some kind of a management meeting, and eventually he's the one that took over my New Haven office. When I moved out of there, I left the keys to Jesse, and he took off the office. And that's the one guy out of this whole newsletter that actually got in touch with me a few years ago, sent me an email or connected on social media somehow, and then when I got back to him, the phone number you left was disconnected or something. Jesse, if you're out there, man, I would love to get back and connect you. Like, who does not love Jesse Moore? And so look at Tim Willis. I know, Tim, if you're out there, we're connected still on Facebook. You're in here. Who else I talk about in here? Dan Scarf. I don't remember Dan. It says here he won a contest as the newest, the top new leader in the office. So he must have come and gone real quick. But I remember those two. I took him down to Disney World. Took him to a management meeting down in Disney World, and we spent one day running around Epcot Center and Disney World and going on all the rides and going crazy, and we had a ton of fun. And so I'm writing stories about activities going on. Notice, there's nothing in here about how to sell, nothing in here about how to manage, nothing in here about how to train. There's nothing in here about the how-to or the doing of the business. So take that to heart. If you're in the dental industry and you're writing a newsletter for all your staff and your employees, it's not filled with tips on, you know, how to answer the phone or how to brush your teeth or how to greet someone when they come. No, it's not about all that. It's about celebrating the people and some experiences. Hey, this party's going on. I ran this contest. Here's the winner. So it's all about winners. And then it's all about, like I said, what's next? Because I said on the just about ended every article with a what's next. So here I have, like, no question, phase four is not too far in the future for Dan. Like, okay, let's see what happens with Dan. And then I said here, what's coming up next? I even have it coming soon. That's the section here, all the parties and the events and the trainings and the management meetings and things that were coming up. And I got a couple of call-outs here. You know, tough times don't last. Tough people do. Another thing here about goal setting. So it's a mindset thing to rally the troops, have fun. And when I printed this out and handed it out every week, what do you think was the response? You think people were like, oh, I'm quitting? Like, oh, this guy doesn't care about me? Like, oh, this isn't fun? Like, oh, there's not anything happening here? It's boring? I guess I'm just selling stuff door to door? Like, all kinds of stuff happening. So there it is. Example of a newsletter from just 1 month and 2 days shy of being 20 years old. And it really looks as fresh as it, I must have really kept good care of this. Looks like it just came out of the printer today. So, man, Jesse, my man, Chris Rago, Mike Rago, George for that matter, Dad, Tim Willis, Cliff Pitts, I mean, Steve Salemi, any of you guys, if you're out there, man, I'd love to get back in touch with me on Facebook, Steve at Steve Cypress. Send me a private message here. Tweet me at Steve Cypress, and also let me know if you're doing this kind of stuff in your business, even a simple printed on both sides, basically a two-page newsletter. It's one piece of paper. Anyone can do that, can't you? You can do that, and you can do another. This is for my staff. You can do another one for your customers, your clients, your patients, your members. Again, just tell a couple of stories about them and what's coming up and what's new, and don't fill it with, if you're an accountant, don't fill it with how to do your bookkeeping or it's not going to get people to open and read it. Do it about all kinds of fun stuff. And if you don't have fun stuff, maybe you're saying, oh, Steve, there's not enough fun stuff going on in my business. Whose fault is that? Get some fun stuff going on in your business, for crying out loud. This was door-to-door sales. I could have just opened the morning. We got in at 7 a.m. every morning. We went, contacted out, we teamed up. We figured out who was needed training and who was new and who needed interviewing and who needed whatever for the day. And we loaded up the cars with merchandise and then about gave a little meeting and told them what was new and celebrated who did well in sales the day of the week before. And by 9 a.m., they're on the road. Then everyone does sales, does whatever they do for the day and goes wherever they go, has a good day, bad day, whatever, and comes back at 5 o'clock and we have a party and we celebrate all the people who made lots of money. And then we empty the cars back into the warehouse if anything didn't sell. And then we, go out to eat or go hang out or do whatever we do. And there we do it all again the next day. We do that 6 days a week. And on Sundays, we would sometimes get together and just hang out, have a barbecue, play softball. We were on the road a lot, right? We're on the road. We're all over the place. So we're not necessarily with family and friends. So we bond together. But I created, there's things going on. I'm having contests. I'm having trips. Did I have to take two people on a trip to Walt Disney World, all expenses paid? Did I have to have a limo pull up and take people down to the Christmas party in New York? Did I have to send people Out of my office, they could have been selling stuff for me every day. Did I have to send these five people down to Philadelphia, Newark, New Jersey to give them a chance to run their own location? Couldn't I have been just greedy and kept them in my location and made money off them selling every day? Like, you know, I could have just said, this is just the way it is. It's a job. You go out and sell every day. But I made it exciting. And then I share the excitement with the newsletter. I hope you do the same. That's it for Throwback Thursday. For November 2nd, 2017, I will be back tomorrow with Foundation Friday, and I hope to see you then. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.